going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Takes a swing. I don't see what happened. We're on the delay. Oh. Oh, boy. It went about a yard. Oh, boy. It went about a yard, ladies and gentlemen. But that's okay. There it is. Okay, on the second one, Daryl the Guru Johnson. With
now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Why'd they scrap that this year? Man,
feelings a little hurt. Maybe it went that great. Evan just taking shots at his boy. But I didn't have that thought, Steiny.
Well,
it went that well, huh, last year?
Well, the funny thing is yeah, they tried to surprise you with the exploding golf ball, but you didn't hit the first one hard enough for it to explode.
I was tipped off.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. But Guru and I here at Stone Tree Golf Club. It's the Agape Golf Tournament sponsored by ATCO Pest Control. That's where we are today. We're talking about the Golden State Warriors. They take a 2-1 lead over the Houston Rockets, and they really, really played well when it mattered. And, the one thing I kept thinking about during that game as Houston was defending like they always defend, Steve Kerr, he doesn't talk so much about the grabbing and the holding as he does that when a team is playing you like that and when they're overplaying everything like that, the one thing you got to start doing is cut harder.
Yeah.
You gotta cut harder. You got to come off screens more precise. You have to really set good screens. And I think that's something that the Warriors did really, really well. And the reality of the situation is, what did they have, 10 turnovers?
10.
You take that any day of the week against the Rockets team.
No doubt about it. And I know how you think, partner, so I got to slow my roll because I know it's about tonight and Saturday in regard to game 4 this evening. But 41 minutes from Steph Curry, Steiny, and this is the second time in 3 games this series he scored over 30 points. There is no such thing as a Curry stopper, but I cannot get on this radio station today and give Steph credit for his endurance, Donnie. He just knows how to pick his spots, get fresh, and stay fresh. And I know how you say, Goo, it's going to be a bear for this Warrior team at their age to progress. But, Steiny, there's going to be rest days, and they might get more than they even bargained for if they can end this series quick, fast, and in a hurry. But, Steiny, I'm just starting to think, because it's hard for me not to look down the road, if they get down there, you know, fatigue makes cowards of all men, but I don't know if Steph Curry's one of those guys. And Saturday was on display with no Butler. He had to do more. But, man, to Fillmore Mike's point, mine earlier, him telling GP to not sit this one out, but give me the rock because I'm feeling it and I'm about to show you why I'm feeling it. I mean, there's not too many of these guys, and they're out there that have won four in the playoffs, man, and that just gives me ultra confidence as a fan.
Well, yeah, I mean, I would caution. Yeah, I would say it's been great so far, but he played 41 minutes Saturday, and now he's playing Monday, and he's going to play Wednesday, and then maybe he's going to play Friday. So I do think it's fair to start to look at Steph Curry, not in a different way, but the next three games, let's watch Steph Curry, or at least the next two, if they can wrap this series up. I don't know if they can or not. And kind of compare that to the first three games and just see if we notice any energy difference or anything Rockets defense related that just makes him look a little bit less than he's looked in the first three series. The bottom line is he's been way too efficient for the first three games for the Rockets to be in control of this series. He has played too well. They have to do a better job against Steph Curry if they possibly can.
No, I love that. Can you, and this might not even be fair, Steiny, but when you talk about, I'll call Gary Payton a second for the sake of this exercise, one of the others. Can you remember during a playoff run, a sequence in the fourth quarter where the game's in the balance, you're down, and for Gary Payton a second to go on that 9-0 run, Steiny, Clay was a starter. I can't remember another Jordan Poole maybe, but my goodness, that 9-0 run was, it felt like 18 because, Steiny, it wasn't Curry scoring. It was somebody else taking initiative, and they needed every one of those 9 points, man. And I got to tip my cap to GP2 for one, staying ready, making those hard cuts, hitting the threes. It's like, damn, I get it. It's Dre, Jimmy, and Steph, but I no matter what happens the rest of this series, I can't forget that sequence, when it happened and how it happened and the impact it had on the Warriors winning this game.
Yeah. 888-957-9570. Let's go to Tom in Sonoma. Hey, Tom, how you doing, my man?
Hey, Steiny. Hey, Guru. Happy Monday, man. Thank you guys for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Hey, so great win on Saturday, man. It was a team effort. I loved it. It was exciting. It kept me on the edge the whole time. But I got to put a rat on the table, man.
Uh-oh.
It's a sad thing I have to do. But
brought to you by Adco Pest Control. Go ahead, baby.
Okay. KJ, man. You had an opportunity. You had an opportunity to show that the coaches were wrong, and you come out there and show you what you got. He looks lost. He looks out of control. He looks like he wants to get rid of the ball as soon as he gets it. He's not engaged, man. I mean, he is checked out completely.
I don't know about checked out. I he's struggling, but I don't know about checked out. But go ahead.
Okay, but all the damage and all the talk and all, he's out of all the teams, he's got the worst, man. So, he's gonna. I think they're going to do a sign and trade at the end of the year, man, because we've given him 4 years to get better, and he's just not. Okay, so let me change it to a second thing here. Four All teams right. that are going to go to the Western Conference Finals, man. OKC, Clippers, Warriors, Minnesota. And I'm going to tell you, all four of these teams have deep benches, man. Deep benches. Minnesota, Clippers scare the hell out of me. Kawhi, he looks like he's back in 2019, ready to get another ring, man. Glad to talk to you guys. Go Warriors, baby.
All right, that's Tom in Sonoma.
Yeah. Steiny, just real quick. I wish I could say JK was checked out. That's unfair. I don't think he's checked out. But when you just talk about, and I keep going to life and the mental component to all of this, this is an uphill battle for him. But again, getting a start with no Jimmy Butler and now him possibly coming back after Saturday's showing, I don't know how that number would grow. I could be wrong in regard to minutes for Jonathan Kuminga, but if you feel like you wanted to see more, I understand it. But man, oh man, I was thinking, man, this could be the game. And like you said, his impact was not great. How about that?
I mean,
it's
it's, you know, he's playing against a great defensive team. And one of the reasons I think the Warriors have been, you know, are up 2-1 is they've really done a great job of taking care of the ball. They've been strong with the ball.
Yeah.
They haven't dribbled into a lot of traffic. They've kept the ball moving. And if Jimmy Butler plays tonight, then obviously it's going to impact Kuminga's role. But look, the Warriors are 1-0 with Jonathan Kuminga as a starter in the playoffs.
Oh, so there you go.
How about that? Yeah. Antonio in Oakland. What's up, Antonio? How you doing?
Yo, man, what a win the other night. You know, go up 2-1. I think Jimmy Butler should play, you know, because I mean, I think we can win without him again, but it's like, you know, you got somebody like him, like, on your team, you want him to play. We got to make sure we get this 3-1 lead, man, going back to Houston so we can close it out there and get as much rest as possible for the entire team. So at the end of the day, I don't think Kuminga's checked out. Like, I'm a root for Kuminga to do well, offense, defense, you know. Like, I don't care what they have gone through with Steve Kerr. I mean, Steve Kerr deserves some blame for not developing him or whatever, but it's just like with the Niners, man. You know, Deebo Samuel, he checked out. It's like when he's out there, I'm still hoping that he gets a touchdown. Still, that he, whether it's a run, a touchdown, you know, or a receiving touchdown, no matter what, man. So I think Kuminga gets 20 tonight, and I think he gets, you know, it's his third game, third time's a charm. And I'm ready for go up 3-1, man. Jimmy Butler.
There it is. You know,
turn two.
There it is.
Appreciate it, Antonio. Appreciate it.
Yeah, Stoney, I'm looking at that Warrior bench. They don't win the game. And I know they all got jerseys, right? But they don't win the game without the production. You know, 42 points as a whole, but Buddy Hield and Gary Payton II, I mean, you can't ask for much more.
No. 16 for Payton, 17 for Hield. And Buddy goes 5-for-11 from three-point range. Man. You'll take that any day of the week. I mean, even Steph Curry, 5-for-13, 38.5%. Mm-hmm. We've seen him shoot better. But in the playoffs, the percentages come down a little bit. And any way you cut it, Steph had 36 points on 23 shots. So he ends up being extremely efficient. And the Warriors end up taking that game home. And if you look at the Rockets, I mean, they didn't have one player shoot over 50% from the floor except Steven Adams, who went 2-for-2.
Mm-hmm.
So the Rockets continue to struggle at the offensive end, and they're not going to beat the Warriors. They're not going to beat the Warriors unless they start scoring more.
And especially when you miss 10 free throws, Donnie, and go
exactly
14 of 24 for 58%. Guys, it's not a three-pointer. It's a free throw. But if you want to come in here and steal one and beat Steph Curry and the Warriors, I mean, Stoney, you got to take advantage of the charity stripe. And right now, it's like they're kryptonite.
Yeah. Let's go to Coach in Vallejo.
Coach.
What's up, Coach? How you doing?
Hey, fellas. How you doing? My take on Jonathan is a little different. You guys talking about players doing other things. Kuminga will set the tone for Blake and Jalen Green. I mean, from the beginning, he would not let Green penetrate at all. He stayed with him. He frustrated him. And who knows Jalen Green better than Jonathan Kuminga? He played a whole year with the guy and practiced with the guy for a whole year. I think that was a very important part of that win. Also, Kuminga did not take any three-point shots. Kuminga drove the lane, sucked in the defense, passed the ball out. He's got a few assists. And, you know, you talk about Kuminga and rebounding. Well, you know what? People don't rebound in big numbers no more these days, especially if you're playing out on the perimeter. The guards get as many rebounds as forwards and centers now. That's the way the game is played now. So Kuminga getting 10, 12 rebounds, he's not in there enough to do that. He's out there guarding on the perimeter. But I think, again, you know, someone else could shoot bad, and you look at other things that they do to contribute. Kuminga contributed this past game because he played great defense out there. He really did. And I think he should be given credit for it. And Steve Kerr even gave him credit for it. Okay? So Andre Iguodala says he thinks that Kerr has pretty much screwed up Kuminga's head.
Whoa. What did I miss?
Yeah, wow.
Where'd that quote come from?
Yeah, Oh, yeah, you got the YouTube. This came after this past game. Iguodala was talking about, you know, he wasn't sure, you know, how Kuminga's head could get back right after the way Kerr has been, you know, playing him or not playing him. I think Kuminga is doing very well for the situation that he's in and the stress that he's been under. Kuminga is under a microscope more than any other Warrior, and you guys know that. I mean, it's Kuminga's fault. Every loss this year was Jonathan Kuminga's fault. Let the fans tell it. But I think the young man is doing well, and I hope Kerr keeps him in the lineup because he and Payton are the best perimeter defenders on the team since Andrew Wiggin is gone.
On ball, Stoney,
you can back me up, Coach. We hear you, but I'll give Coach this, Stoney, and I said it about Kuminga. Maybe Jalen Green being a ghost early was because of Kuminga was on him. But as far as you know, Coach talking about his impact, I would just say Kerr must have felt it was minimal when you look at how many minutes he played. You know,
or it may have been a matchup thing, or it may have been one of those cases where he saw Payton and Hield. If Buddy Hield's making shots, I think Steve Kerr's going to play him as much as he possibly can.
Well, I would too.
Because he gives you another dimension out there. And then when Payton's not missing any shots and giving you defense, man, why wouldn't you play him too? 888-957-9570. Let's go to JD in Oakland. What's up, JD?
Man, I feel like I'm the third host on this show, man.
There you go.
I love coming in and talking to you guys. I got a couple things, man, and I want you guys to hear me out. First of all, I don't agree with Coach on his Jonathan Kuminga take. With his skill set, he's got to be more than a glorified role player. Jonathan Kuminga should be a star in this league, and he has to think that and play like that. Secondly, the Warriors' last 25 points of the game, of Game 3, was scored. Steph only had 6 of the last 25. One was a tech, a couple free throws, and a big three that he hit. So he's out there playing decoy, allowing other guys to eat, which is what you need to do to conserve energy, especially without JB, and to do some of the things that he did. That was tremendous that he's able to allow those guys to grow in their roles. Thirdly, we got to realize certain things that Steve Kerr does. The fact that we see the Los Angeles Lakers play their starters the whole second half, and that was truly a panic on J.J. Redick. That was truly a panic. And for him not to have any...
J.D., we lost you. We lost you. I'll let you finish up if you call back. No, if you don't know what J.D.'s referring to, yesterday the Lakers played the Minnesota Timberwolves in Game 4, and J.J. Redick used the same 5 players the entire second half. He didn't make one single substitution, and it was evident the last 4 or 5 minutes of the game. Anthony Edwards got rest, and he's 23, 24 years old. LeBron James and Luka Doncic don't get rest, and they start to wear down a little bit. So I think what James was what JD was getting at was that's what happens when you overuse players.
But it comes down to trust too. Redick, Vincent played in the finals, and I'm not saying these guys are all stars. Real quick, Vanderbilt, you know, he's active. JJ, I guess the starters didn't, the guys that played, Stoney, that were gassed, didn't have a problem with it, but he's catching hell. And you talk about a 40-year-old not getting rest in the second half and that CYO turnover from LeBron in the inbound. Yeah, and I asked you before we got on the mic, like, and you were emphatic, like, hell yeah, they were gassed.
Yeah, that's fatigue. There's no doubt about it. He had no zip on that pass.
No zip.
The other thing that always hits me with these kind of things is, so not only don't they get a rest in the second half, but now they have to play 12 consecutive minutes in each of the third and fourth quarters. How many times this season did LeBron James and Luka Doncic play an entire half without coming out? I'm going to guess zero.
Okay,
I'm going to guess 0.0, actually. And so even though they are superstars, you're asking them to do something they haven't done in the regular season. And I think JD's right. I don't think that's smart on Redick's case.
I do like JD. Just my last thing with Kuminga, Stoney. I do like
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
What Kuminga means to JD in regard to how he watches him, and I don't think that's unfair because I think the dude's got all the talent in the world.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think he should be more than a glorified defender. All right. I'm not convinced that we're looking at a future superstar. That's all. I make a differentiation between star and superstar. I think there's about 8 to 10 superstars.
Is Jalen Brunson a superstar? I think yesterday I put him in that.
He's right on the edge.
Come on in.
He's right on the edge. Although he's now become the most annoying player to watch in the NBA.
What? What happened?
It's a flopper.
Oh, well, everybody's
worse than Harden. he's worse than Harden ever was.
All right.
And, you know, but if you get rewarded, keep doing it. Telmo in San Francisco.
Our man.
What's up, Telmo? How you doing, man?
What's up, fellas? How you doing?
Hey.
So I was fortunate enough to be in the building on Saturday, and I was just reminded the greatness that is one Wardell Stephen Curry III, because I'll bring this will come back around at the end of my point, but it's like Guru said, what we saw wasn't his best shooting or athletic display. I think it was one of his best mental performances ever. He trudged through the mud that whole game. He was walking through the mud that first half. Things weren't going right. And he just kept pushing, kept the team on his back, and we saw that on full display, and he willed the Warriors to that win. But the other part of the equation is somebody like Coach. I hear him call in, and he sticks up for Jonathan Kuminga. I get it. He likes his guy. He sees something in it. And like I've said before, I'm not saying Kuminga won't ever be a higher caliber player than he is now. But he's not that right now, and we keep watching it and making excuses. He only played 17 minutes because other than guarding Jalen Green well, which he did, he was the only starter with a negative plus minus. He was a negative -5. He was the highest on the whole team for the game, and he was the only starter to be in the negative. And we saw that on display, especially on a team against a team like Houston, where if the ball sticks to you, they swarm you. And if you don't make your decisions quick, you're going to turn it over. You're going to be stuck. You're going to be forced to do something you don't want to do. And he just doesn't make those decisions quick enough for it to work, especially against a tough defense like Houston. And we need to stop making excuses and saying, oh, Steve Kerr did this. Look at Moody. Look at Quentin Post. Look at Paz. Look at Guy Santos, all these guys. Look at GP2, whether they get run, no run, they come in, they're ready, they hustle, they do the little things. You know, a coach can't put that dog in you. He can't make you mentally tough. Either you got it or you don't. And we can't make excuses. I get it. He's a young man. He's an athlete, but he's got to do that himself.
No, thanks for the call, Telmo. And
good stuff.
I mean,
But he hit it with the Curry, the mental, you know, all that stuff was on display. But Stani, I mean, we're almost 2 hours in. We hadn't mentioned Draymond Green. I know the offense wasn't there, but my gosh,
That's a good point.
Shingun might pull up on us and be like, dude, do you know who's guarding me? That dude's a bear. And 34 minutes, Stani, again, five turnovers. Yeah, you want that to be lower, but eight rebounds and just everything the Rockets tried to do inside the paint. I mean, he was there, and it's become the kryptonite area for the Rockets. It's just they got shots, and they just can't hit them. And I believe just from afar, Stani, Draymond Green, the silhouette of his body is just – it's doing something to the Rockets, and they're not the first team for this to happen to in the playoffs, but we got to give him his flowers for a great performance, plus 12 if you're into that.
Well – Draymond on the defensive end is a lot like Steph on the offensive end. We start to get used to the greatness of each. And when I think of Draymond Green and I think of him as a defensive player, what makes him one of the best defensive players I've ever seen is he can guard individually and he can guard and help. And not only can he guard and help, I want to know if there's anybody out there in the history of the league that's been a better rim protector at 6'5 or 6'6, whatever he is. So there's nothing that he's poor at defensively. If he gets matched up on a guard on the perimeter, he can hold his own. If he has to defend the rim, he's a pretty good rim defender for a guy 6'6. As far as smarts, I mean, nobody knows the opposing scouting report as well as Draymond Green, and he was absolutely terrific. And you're right, we probably should have mentioned something before.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.